From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish officials say at least 28 people are dead following an explosion in Ankara. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses passed by a few hundred meters from military headquarters. A local official says the blast appeared to have been caused by a car bomb. No one has claimed responsibility. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is vowing to avenge the attack. He says Turkey will retaliate against not only the attackers, but those he calls the forces behind them. Turkish officials want coalition backing to secure a strip of territory 10 kilometers deep on the Syrian side of their common border around the town of Azaz. The strip of land would be used to house tens of thousands of displaced civilians and avoid having to admit them into Turkey. Officials say they are getting little support for the idea from coalition partners. Turkey is coming under increasing pressure from Western governments and aid agencies to open their border and admit civilians who have fled heavy fighting in Syria. A convoy of trucks carrying humanitarian aid for Syrian civilians arrived Wednesday outside a besieged Damascus suburb. It is the first part of a major UN-backed effort. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there should be no militarization of the South China Sea.
President Xi was here in Washington. He stood in the Rose Garden with President Obama and said China will not militarize in the South China Sea. But there is every evidence, every day, that there has been an increase of militarization of one kind or another.
Those statements follow news that China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island it controls. This is VOA News.